For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. A three-term state lawmaker has resigned from the Missouri House amid charges of stealing and campaign finance violations. St. Louis County Democrat Steve Webb announced the resignation in a statement Monday as lawmakers opened a special session. Webb said he believes the criminal charges, quote, will work themselves out, but that he didn't want his colleagues and constituents to be harmed by the distraction of his legal challenges. Webb faces one felony charge of stealing by deceit for soliciting money on behalf of the Missouri Legislative Black Caucus that he is accused of transferring to himself. He also faces seven misdemeanor charges of campaign finance violations, including mixing campaign contributions with personal funds and converting campaign money to personal use. Webb was chairman of the Missouri Legislative Black Caucus in 2011. Missouri lawmakers are working on Governor Jay Nixon's proposal to land Boeing's contract to build the 777X passenger jet. But as Marshall Griffin tells us, the Republican head of the Missouri House wants more details.
House Speaker Tim Jones says the governor has been mum so far on the total projected cost of the Boeing project and the projected return on investment.
Those are two huge key numbers that have to be answered before I think either chamber is going to be comfortable moving forward.
But the governor says he's agreed with Boeing not to disclose those figures yet.
We've kept in regular contact on details of this project, and we'll continue to be working with both House and Senate on providing more and more concrete details as available.
Meanwhile, Republican Eric Schmidt, who's sponsoring the Boeing bill in the Senate, says it could create 8,000 direct jobs and, quote, tens of thousands of indirect jobs, such as construction and supply. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Boeing has set December 10th as the deadline for Missouri and other states to submit bids. Some healthcare advocates are suing the state of Missouri over legal limits on the counselors enlisted to help consumers navigate the new online health insurance marketplace. A new Missouri law requires insurance counselors to get state licenses to help online shoppers negotiate the federal insurance exchange. Missouri's Republican-led legislature opted against setting up a state-run exchange. A lawsuit filed last week in U.S. District Court in Jefferson City says the state requirements directly conflict with the Federal Affordable Care Act and place groups like the nonprofit St. Louis Effort for AIDS in an untenable position. The plaintiffs include Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region and Southwest Missouri, Missouri Jobs for Justice, former Democratic state lawmaker Jeanette Mott Oxford, and a Kansas City community organizer. Demand for organic foods continues to grow, and according to recent estimates, more farmers are switching to organic methods to keep up. In Missouri alone, acreage of organic crops has increased sixfold in the past 15 years. Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon reports.
Walk into a grocery store these days and you're likely to find whole sections devoted to organic foods. The organic label gives insight into how the food was produced, usually without the aid of synthetic chemicals, antibiotics, and food additives.
Overall, we're still seeing a lot of positive growth in the organic sector.
Kathy Green is an economist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. She says organic has gone beyond just a niche market, with fresh fruits, vegetables, and dairy products now leading the charge.
I guess what we haven't seen quite as much of is interest in the commodity crop sector, corn, soybeans, cotton.
It's not just American consumers interested in organic produce. Green says consumers in Europe and Japan are increasingly demanding organic foods, too. I'm Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
While statewide elections are still 3 years away, many candidates have already announced their intention to run. KBIA's George Varney tells us who has declared and where their campaign finances stand.
Republican State Senator Kurt Schaefer, whose 19th district includes Boone and Cooper counties, announced in September that he plans to run for attorney general in 2016. MU professor of political science Peveril Squire says that while it is unusual to announce a candidacy so early, it is not surprising for a potential candidate to begin introducing themselves to political insiders.
Generally, they're sounding out people whose support they would like to get. So they're talking to leaders in the party, people who are active around the state, people who have access to money to fund campaigns.
According to the October 2013 quarterly financial report, the Citizens to Elect Kurt Schaefer organization filed with the Missouri Ethics Commission, Schaefer's organization has close to $650,000 in money on hand. The same report shows, however, that the group is also little more than $540,000 in debt. Squire says Schaefer will need to take care of that debt before 2016.
Politically, it becomes a little tenuous to still have debts from a previous campaign when you're running for another office. So my guess is he'll probably raise money to pay off that debt relatively quickly.
Schaefer's likely rival for the attorney general position, fellow Republican and Missouri House Speaker Tim Jones, hasn't officially announced his candidacy for attorney general, but has told several news outlets he intends to run. The October commission shows Jones has nearly $750,000 in cash on hand. Current Jackson County executive Mike Sanders is a potential Democratic candidate for attorney general. He has almost $390,000 in cash on hand. Missouri Ethics Commission Executive Director James Clark says cash on hand can be kept by political committees, even if the candidate runs for a different office than originally planned. There is also no time limit on how long these funds can be carried over.
And the only thing that's really changed is they're now declaring for a different office. But the cash they have on hand would essentially be carried over into the new committee.
The potential candidates are looking to fill the attorney general position that will likely be left open by current Attorney General Chris Koster. Koster, a Democrat and likely 2016 gubernatorial hopeful, has almost $1.2 million on hand, according to the Missourians for Koster filing report from October. Koster is expected to seek the governor's office as current Democratic Governor Jay Nixon is term limited from running again. Koster's Republican competition for office could come from current auditor Tom Schweik. Squire says Schweik is running next year to hold his office, but the two-year term of auditor would give him the opportunity to run for governor.
It's assumed he's going to be a Republican candidate for the gubernatorial nomination in 2016.
Former Missouri House Speaker Catherine Hanaway, a Republican, told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch she is exploring her options for a run for the governor's office as well. George Varney, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.